Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance.
Welcome into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It's, we're going to give it our best shot to try and win Wednesday of the program.
Winning Wednesday? Who put the question mark on the teleprompter?
That question mark gets you every time. It's 3 and Out alongside Houston Kress. I'm Nate Hodges. We got Davey Hudson. We got Billy Williford. We're going to get you all set for Tennessee at Arkansas tonight, 8:30, PM.
8:30.
Bud Walton Arena. Ugh. Maybe.
This Bud's for you.
Except for Rupp Arena, the loudest venue in the SEC, per Rick Barnes.
Didn't all the SEC players last year say Thompson Bowling Arena was among the loudest?
Yeah, but Rick Barnes is old school. You can't vote for yourself. He never talks good about himself
or anything else.
His players or his fans or his arena.
It is a loud arena. Like I said, I did not realize it was quite as big as it is. What did I say? 19,358? Yeah. It's a big arena. It doesn't feel that big.
I guess they still have a shot at the tournament because they can use the old Isaiah Joe excuse and go on a little run here.
That's a good point by you.
I actually still have them in my bracket.
Where are the Mississippi State Bulldogs? Are they in?
They're not in.
Are they first four out of the Big 12?
I don't think so.
They beat Alabama last night, 80-73.
Before we get into that, though, talking about epic beatdowns, did you see what Tony and the Voltellos did yesterday?
Oh, did I ever.
Did you see it? Northern Kentucky thought they could just walk in to Lindsey Nelson Stadium and sneak around. They did no sneaking. They got thumped 15-1. What's the run differential on the season? Like a million to about eight?
Yeah.
I mean, this team. I love this team. We got pitching. We got hitting. We have situational pitching and situational hitting. We steal bases. We sacrifice bunt.
Do we? You sure about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You should have read some of the recaps from the weekend. Yeah.
No, I believe you.
Yeah.
Every highlight I saw, we were hitting the ball off the wall, so I didn't know.
Man.
Or jacking it out to left. Those are the ones I saw.
We got to get a little stronger. Get him over the wall.
Well, we've done that.
I know. I just
one of the guys last week in one of the it wasn't the Round Rock Classic, but at Lindsey Nelson hit one over the batter's eye in center.
I saw that.
If you've been to Lindsey Nelson, that's a long way.
That's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was I think it was the first game against Houston in the Round Rock Classic. Mm-hmm. Someone hits one, I can't remember who it was, and the guy's like, "Oh, that it's got some distance." might make it. And it landed over the bullpen in the outfield. He's thinking, oh, yeah, it might clear the wall. It cleared it by about 40 feet. We got power. Yes, yesterday, Pete Durkee and Landon Gray hit home runs. Evan Russell had a double. And look, RBIs. Lipschitz, Gilbert, Rucker, Durkee, Solari, Beck, Gray, Russell, Spence. That's your RBI update. Durkee had three, I guess. Maybe his homer was a three-run. Feels good. Feels good.
Well, now that I don't have to spend any time on Major League Baseball, all my baseball fandom can go to college.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As it should. And then maybe once the MLB kicks up, got to watch and see if Jose Altuve gets beamed
Bregman,
a few times.
Those guys, Correa.
Pretty sure he's already been hit.
Yeah, not really. He got grazed. We got to get our money's worth on that guy.
That was in.
Yeah, but it's spring training and they're already throwing at him.
Good point by you. Good point by you. Yeah. But yeah, the baseball balls, they might actually be pretty good. This might not be the classic case of beat up on bad teams and then SEC play starts and we're not as good as we thought. I mean, with sweeping the Round Rock Classic and now beating these Johnny Come Lately's 15-1. You just love to see it. Congrats to Tony V. And it was, they are without three of their best pitchers, one of which will not play this year. I think it's Rackers have mono.
Wait, what?
What? He won't play this year?
They decided to redshirt him.
Oh, okay. I was like, mono for the whole season?
I don't know. So, can it last for a really, really long time?
It can.
Usually a month.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of somebody taking a redshirt due to mono.
You have now.
I think I had mono as a 7th or 8th grader. I don't know. I was out like the 2 weeks before Christmas break, and then 2 weeks Christmas break, and I was back.
Maybe they were debating it beforehand. And they're just like, all right, here's the kicker. Yep, let's go ahead and use the shirt.
Did they change the rules in baseball? Like, can you play in 10 baseball games and still redshirt? Like, what's the deal here? We're going to have to read up on our college baseball.
Or we just rules make them up as we go.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out.
Don't know.
That's crazy, though, because I would have thought the pitching, you know, I would have thought we'd had to be out scoring people. But you're right. We're scoring just a boatload of runs and not allowing hardly any. I mean, they only give up, what, 8-3 games, I think, against the really good teams in the the Classic, something like that. Maybe it was 10. No, 4-2-2, something like that. Anyway.
I think it was 4-2-2. Here, I'll check it real quick.
Yeah, tell
2-4-2.
Tell us what's coming up, too.
Well, you know, we did give up 4 runs to Western Illinois in one game. But we scored 23 in that game.
Pitching's got to step up in that game. 19-run cushion, not enough.
You get UNC Asheville today, 4:30, Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
All right.
And then George Washington in for a weekend series starting on Friday.
Okay.
Then Longwood, a weekend series against Wright State next weekend. ETSU. And then March 13th, we start a weekend series at South Carolina. SEC play starts in about 2 weeks. Feels good.
It's a good team to start with, too, especially if we're going to be on the road.
Does it hurt you to say that since you're a big Carolina guy?
No.
Took you a while to answer that. I felt like it was a pretty straightforward and simple question.
Well,
just
full transparency, I do enjoy Carolina baseball. I have,
and there it is.
I could care less about Carolina football. Like they, I don't know.
Not a big Muschamp guy.
No. No.
Well, who is really?
You know?
Who is?
No.
Kirby.
Not a lot of buddies that played baseball at South Carolina though.
Humble brag.
But they're not there anymore, so we can just beat their ass. That's fine.
Fair enough. Pruitt seems to like to do that based on your two results. Last night in the SEC on the hardwood. Kentucky beat Texas A&M on the road, 69-60. Nice. Auburn, I was waiting on it, and then you... Okay. Auburn beats Ole Miss, 67-58. Ole Miss did a nice job of hanging around, but
it
again...
was a one-possession game. They never could get the lead, right?
No, and Auburn, this is what they do. They make a late run and ruin your night.
They have also won games. I'm not sure how good Auburn really is this year. Now, I know Okoro is still out. But actually, that's not True, he played in this game. But he's been out. But I'm not sure if Auburn I don't know if I should.
Think their ceiling is high. They don't play at that level often, but when they do, you see it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the way I would. Okoro actually started last night and got 27 minutes.
I don't know if Bruce Pearl should get more credit for winning a bunch of close games or less credit for...
Well, isn't that what we say? Isn't that what we say? Like, how do you judge a coach? Well, how do they perform in close games? I feel like Bruce Pearl has a really good record this year, specifically in close games. Yeah. I mean, they've been outstanding. They've had two-game losing streaks, and then they've won the rest.
But we also did point out how Butch Jones would allow teams that weren't very good to finish within a possession of you. So, like, his record a couple of those years are like, well, one possession games, Butch Jones is 7-2 or what, you know what I mean? So there's
that's fair.
That sometimes that happens, so I don't know, you know, whatever.
But tonight, I don't know, is this a big one? No. For Arkansas, maybe it's a big one.
Big one. I got $20 or $25. We'll stay up and check the tape. Riding on Tennessee getting some win the rest of the way. Sure, they're going to win one game.
So you
right?
You need the Vols tonight?
I'm a big Vol fan now. Huge.
Oh, now you are. Oh.
No, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't have cared that much since we're out of the tournament consideration. But gotcha. Now that we've got some.
Arkansas, 4.5-point favorite.
I think we can take them.
Okay.
I mean, we blasted them here.
They didn't have Joe.
Just one more dude. Right?
No.
No. Tell us about it, Billy.
I mean, it'd be like Tennessee not having Vescovi or Fulkerson. So, I mean, you saw what Auburn did when Vescovi was on the bench Saturday.
Positive stuff. Mm. Feels good in here now.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to be positive?
No, it's Wednesday. Do you know Auburn's 39th in KenPom? It's pretty low. Sitting there 24-4.
Probably because of all these close games.
Yeah.
They can't afford to lose to Tennessee, though.
Arkansas can't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, yeah. Sorry.
For their chance of the tournament, obviously.
Right.
I bounced back to Auburn for a second. Arkansas is 47.
But, I mean, good news. There was NC State and Alabama lost last night. They're both bubble teams, so.
Good news for Arkansas?
Good news for bubble teams, I guess. If
Tennessee
would have just
won out
beat South
and then,
Carolina.
Like, makes it to the SEC championship game.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying, like, Tennessee, oh, if they can win, you know, two of the last, how many games? Four? Mm-hmm. So three of four, they might have a chance. Like, no, it's not happening. Like, Tennessee has to win out in the regular season.
That gets them to 19.
And then they'll still have to win two games in the SEC tournament, in my opinion.
And that gets you 21. And you still might not get in.
Right.
Yeah.
Got to have faith.
You got to Vol-leave.
I'll Vol-leave.
I don't think you do. You just said it's not going to happen.
I mean, I don't. People are still thinking, like, there's a chance, and there's really not.
Theoretically, yes.
There's like a 0.3% chance.
It's higher than that.
To win out and to win two games in the SEC tournament.
I mean, it's higher than 0.3.
I mean,
0.3%.
The fewer games that are left, the higher.
Not 3%. 0.3%.
I thought it was 0.6% to do that before the Auburn game.
Right, but wouldn't it get?
But that didn't count the SEC tournament. That was just to win the.
Oh
last five.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not. No, it would. Yeah, if you're taking into account all. I guess right now you'd have to play, four SEC games?
He's talking about win six in a tournament? Row. He's saying win six in a row.
Okay, I thought he was just saying, like, win the final three.
The final three games?
Yeah, like, finish the regular season. Four, if you win out for the regular season.
I'll give you the probability on the final four games, and then we'll just, you know, two more.
Yes, let's argue over
tough probability. Hey, I like probability. Speak for yourself.
Yeah. We can argue over stats. Like 150 million people were killed by guns since like 2007.
Just in the United States.
It's only half the population.
It's a 2.1% chance to win the last four.
Civilization control.
And let's say you have a 50% chance to win one SEC game and a 40% chance to win the next one, it'd be 0.4%. So you're pretty close.
I was really close.
Wow, not bad, guys. That quick math. I don't know if you got lucky or...
If Tennessee didn't lose to South Carolina, Georgia, and A&M, I mean, I know that's saying a lot, but they're right in the bubble conversation. Like, Tennessee has a team that could play in the NCAA tournament. You can't lose games like that. And we've looked at the schedule. They don't really have a good win.
Yeah.
I mean, their best win was Alabama, who got beat last night.
Yeah, the season's a real bummer, you know, just a real bummer. It is what it is.
We should have just punted it. Never vol-leaved at all.
We tried, and then they sucked us back in, and then, you know, Vescovi looks pretty good, and
better to vol-leave.
Started to get healthy, and we've been worse since we got healthy than we were before.
Better to vol-leave and loose than have never vol-leaved at all. That's what I say.
I don't know, man. These looses are – we did not get them out of the way early.
No, we didn't.
We did not loose enough. We loosed to Memphis. We loosed to Cincinnati.
Wisconsin.
That's not a loose. That was a burial. I think the Wisconsin game was the game where I was like, oh, we might be in real trouble. This might not go the way we want it to go at all.
If I'm putting a positive spin on it, though, you still have a chance to make noise in the NIT. I'm not saying that jokingly. Like, that's more games that these guys can play.
If you're Rick Barnes, would you take it? Would you go to the NIT or just say,
I feel like he's trying to loose enough so he doesn't even have to do that.
You think?
I think he's ready for summer. He's ready for vacay.
Yeah, oh, such a young roster. Any game you can get's worth it.
Yeah, but you can still practice even if you don't go to the NIT. So there's not. It's not like bowl season for football. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's not
like, you're playing games though.
They can scrimmage.
Your best bet's just to play spoiler for other teams at this point.
That's what I said last week. I was like, well, maybe we can be the team that keeps Florida out.
Yeah, now just get one win at least, please.
if you make the NIT, I'll tell Jordan.
It's 25, by the way.
I tell Jordan Bowden to set it out. Let his last game be in Thompson Bowling Arena. Let those young guys play.
I mean, at that point, it'd feel like it'd only be one game. Is it worth it? If you're going to sit Bowden, do you really accept the invitation to the NIT? Be a, what, like an 8 seed?
5 right now. Oh. It can go down if you lose out. Actually, if you lose out, you're not making it, so.
That would be going down, though, to your point. It can go down. Down and out at that point.
I don't know the rules for, what is it, the CBI?
Oh, yeah. Do we accept a bid to the CBI?
God, no. No. No.
CIT, too.
No.
He won't take that.
Or CTI. I don't know.
I'm legitimately, would you want to go?
That's how bad it is.
Would you want to say yes to the NIT?
For it.
What?
Would you want to go to the NIT?
Yeah. Why not?
Why?
It's more games against other people.
NIT is fine. Anything below that. Yeah.
No, we wouldn't accept anything below the NIT.
No, we wouldn't. Just shut it down.
Barnes has accepted an invitation to the CBI one time at Texas.
Did he?
I think so.
Oh, goodness.
That was a different time.
It was?
Yeah. Because it was then. This is now. Hmm. Different time.
Gotcha.
I don't think I'd want to go. I don't think I'd want to go. Your team's going to be so different next year. I don't know how these guys practicing together and playing some NIT games really helps you. I think you got to get to the offseason and just focus on next year.
2012-13, Texas went 16-18.
CBI first round.
Sounds familiar. Got bounced. First round of CBI.
I hate you right now. You know this.
I'm just reading a fact.
But you know, I just want you to know that I hate you right now. Because I know what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're drawing parallels to the truth. And it is frustrating. Bad season. NIT. What's this called?
CBI.
College Basketball Invitational, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they bounced back the next year and lost in the second round of the NCAA tournament.
That's more like it.
They got beat by Houston. I guess it's not that bad.
What year was that?
12-13. Been a while.
I don't know.
I don't remember
That's
Houston.
That's what, like 2 years
pretty
before?
Down.
Pretty what?
pretty
Houston's
down.
Basketball team. Yeah, like they weren't as good as they had.
I mean, if they're playing in the CBI, obviously they weren't very good that year.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, as far as from a program standpoint, when, like, they had been doing really well, had a down year, and then...
Look, Rick Barnes went from 20 wins to CBI back to 24 wins. No, there's no need to freak out. It's fine.
CBI bracketology...
Uh-oh. Yeah, who's on your corner over there, Dave? Someone's going to step in and steal your segment.
It would be rules. Tennessee if they lost. I mean, if they didn't win a game the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Because you can, as Nate pointed out, 16.
We're not going to the CBI. We're not going to the NIT. We're
going to
turn them down, and we're going to win the SEC tournament. It's one or the other.
Okay.
For the CBI, 16 teams. You got 4 in each district or region. 0 Power 5 schools. BYU is on the list.
Wait, for what?
I'm saying, like, they're WCC for the CBI. Like, they're the biggest name on here.
What do you mean on there? BYU's 25th in the country.
This was before they took off. I don't know. I'm just reading this guy's bracketology thing.
Wait, he has BYU and the CBI.
CBI bracketology?
BYU just beat Gonzaga.
Yes, I am aware.
I guess they ain't going to the CBI.
This is over a month ago. I don't know when their takeoff happened.
This guy updates less than you do. That's impressive.
They were even better a month ago.
He said BYU. I was. Am I in a wind tunnel? Like,
that's why I thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah,
they. 2018 article.
They just beat Gonzaga.
No, this was put out a month ago.
All right.
To draw a parallel to
shame
that.
Shame on that guy.
He's also got the CIT. That's what it is.
It is, yeah. CIT. I had it right.
Counselor in training.
Kit.
Yeah, none of these teams.
Yeah.
What are you saying,
Billy? Well, yeah.
To draw a parallel to that Texas season, Rick Barnes did not have a senior on that team. He didn't even have a junior on that team. Mm. So he was probably looking at it the same way we are. More games.
Yeah. Get some experience. Makes sense to me.
I feel like if Barnes goes to Fulmer, though, and said, hey, I don't think we want to play in this tournament, Fulmer's going to say, 5 million reasons you are going to play in this tournament and work your ass off to get this team better. Maybe not quite 5 this year. Doesn't it go up? Is it 4-9, 5-5-1? No?
Okay. I do not remember.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a game tonight. We might win, and it's a Wednesday.
I might watch. I don't know. Haven't decided yet.
Stick with
those 8:30 pooms. They get you.
That is. It's pretty better than 9. Better than 9.
Yes. That's by about 30 minutes or
that's
so.
That's actual silver lining, Davey. Take notes. Remember the last week or something? You're like, the silver lining is, and then it was like, that's worse. That's not.
Did you just silver? Is that lining. A callback from last week? On a,
yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to train him up.
I feel like you could have made the point immediately after.
I did, but with him, he might not have been listening. Repetition.
You think he's listening now?
I made eye contact to make sure. See, he's got to hit the button to send it to break right here, so I made sure.
Those are hollow eyes.
You're probably right. Yeah. Philip Fulmer will join the drive this afternoon.
Saw that.
I wonder what he thinks about the basketball season. I mean, I know he was quoted as saying, he basically was telling Barnes, you know, keep your head up. Sometimes these things happen. You have a bad year. But we know he told Pruitt, you know, hey, you're judged on these 3 games or whatever. I do wonder, like,
man,
what Fulmer judges basketball on, just in general.
I feel like Fulmer cares about basketball, but he's probably more Doug Dickey than anyone else. As far as basketball being good is awesome because it's a lot more money for the university and for athletics, but really I just need to fix football. So yeah, I could see him saying, yeah, Barnes, it's fine. You'll be back next year. Good recruiting class. Good job. Whereas with Pruitt, if Pruitt's season had gone the way the basketball season's going and you'd lost to, say, Missouri and Kentucky or something, yeah, probably not the same thing.
We may have to do this more.
Do they have a list of questions that they're not allowed to ask him today? Can I email some over?
I have no idea. You can make suggestions, I guess.
Yeah.
They can take them or leave them.
What's one question you would want them to ask Philip Fulmer today? Where are the bodies buried? Exactly, sir.
That's the one I'd want to ask if you knew he would answer. That's what's tricky about interviewing people. Like, what's the best question they'll actually give an answer for? That's much different than what would I really want them to tell me about. So
you got to throw them some softballs to get things started.
Break the ice a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of questions that have nothing to do with their job. Like, what's your favorite snack? If you had to have a soda in your hand right now, what would it be? What radio station is on in your car right now? What's the last album you bought?
Well, answer these questions. What do you think? What's his favorite snack?
Let's see. Saban's a little Debbie cookie guy.
I'm going to sit this conversation out.
That's probably wise. It's probably wise of you. First of all, that's good recognition of your own...
Yeah, pitfalls.
Mm-hmm. That's a good job. Do we think he's a sweet snack guy or a salty snack guy? Bosco!
He might be a salty.
Peanuts.
You know, I was actually thinking like fire roasted or honey roasted peanuts. Feels like that would be a good Fulmer snack. You think he's a Diet Coke guy? Mm. Seems like everybody at UT has always been Diet Coke people.
I don't know. I can picture Fulmer eating some like.
Do we think he's
an
old school country
last
music?
Time I was there.
Like some Cracker
last
Jacks.
Time to this guy.
Cracker Jacks.
Thought you were going to sit this one out. Well, you don't think he has a snack in his desk?
Well, he might have it in the desk, but I'm just saying.
Did he have
like,
any candy in a jar on his desk?
No, he didn't.
Isn't he a grandfather? You got to have some candy, some Werther's or something.
Some Werther's. He's not 94.
First of all, I love Werther's. I'm not 94. They're just a good candy. Why do you have to be old to enjoy Werther's? Because the guy in the commercial is always old?
You don't have to be able to enjoy them, but if like, you have to either be young or old. You can't. I'd still count you as young.
Thank you. So if you're 50, you're not allowed to enjoy a nice Werther's caramel?
I found a picture
40,
on...
42 to 52.
You're out. You're out. No, that's the Werther's free zone.
Found a picture of former eating donuts on Google.
That can't be real. It's a fake picture. It's Photoshop. They used to call him Krispy Kreme. All these fans that hated him.
Is that?
Apparently, when he used to go to Maryville games, he'd get a big bag of popcorn. Salty snack.
I
could
see him eating popcorn.
Yeah, but you can't have popcorn
just
lying around.
There was not a popcorn machine in his office. I can confirm.
No, popcorn, first of all, you're not going to have a machine in your office. It would stink up the office. I mean, it's a good smell.
I don't know. I wouldn't say stink. That is nice smell.
But it's everything would then smell like popcorn. And popcorn's not something you just keep in a bag. I mean... You got to go make it. You think they have like a little break room and he goes in and pops up Orville Redenbacher? I don't know, man. He shakes a lot of hands. You don't want to have greasy hands. Mm. See, the peanuts, you hold them in that little bag and you just, you know, eat as many as you want.
Garden and Gun did a whole profile on him, apparently. Did you know he's an avid gardener, beekeeper, and fan of motorcycles?
I did know he's a motorcycle guy. Mm-hmm. I did know he has a beehive. In fact, there was a local company that brewed a beer with his honey in it.
Nice.
To get you honey. You guys seen that video of the guy who created the honeycomb that you can extract without damaging the bees? You've seen this? I think he's from Australia, maybe New Zealand. And the way he says honey is enjoyable. Brad Rose tweets in a picture. Apparently, he enjoys Food City brand Sprite. Which... is called lemon lime soda for your generic brand of the day. That's got to be a corporate partner stage op pick, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Wild Mountain is like the Mountain Dew version of Food City.
Wild Mountain.
Wild Mountain.
What we got there? We got is that whole milk? Is the White Cap whole milk on the Mayfield brand? Red, I think, is 2%. Blue is 1%.
Is it? I think red was whole and blue was... I think that's skim. I think white's skim.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Is that bananas in the picture, in the bag?
Yep, but he's healthy. Got bananas in the bag. Looks like maybe some lettuce over in this bag.
Potassium. You don't want to cramp.
Salad? Is that his snack of choice? Is a salad?
No.
And some Sprite?
It's not really a snack.
Yeah, it's not.
bananas and Sprite together, that's like a challenge. Like, that'll make you sick. You know that challenge? Eat a banana, drink a liter of Sprite.
Oh, no.
It's like the gallon challenge. Yeah, I did that once and did not fail it. I won the challenge.
Should be an SEC survivor punishment.
Oh, God. We thought about adding the gallon challenge. Or maybe it was on there.
It was on there.
And no one got it. That's a shame.
He says he likes to, he's a big fish guy in terms of eating. This is going through his food restaurant preferences.
I mean, he used to fly fish a lot, too.
Big meatloaf guy, too.
Meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
Meatloaf.
Yeah.
I think I read somewhere the other day that the, like, President Trump, his three main foods that he eats are meatloaf, steak, and fast food. Big beef guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Fulmer's a meatloaf. He kind of looks like a meatloaf guy. That makes sense. What do you think for dessert? Strawberry shortcake? He feels like a strawberry shortcake guy.
Nah, yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah. Or banana pudding?
Mm-hmm. I like southern staples.
Yeah. He's not going to be out here eating, yeah, I don't know. What's a non-southern staple of dessert? I feel like southern desserts kind of rule.
I don't know. Are there northern desserts?
That's what I'm asking.
Like
I don't know.
I feel like there's only foreign desserts and southern desserts. Like,
I mean,
no,
you know,
would you count like creme brulee as a southern dessert?
No,
that's French.
That's what I'm saying. That's French. That's
so. That's why I'm
foreign.
Asking. So it's maybe yes. That's it.
That's that. That was what I was saying. That's not southern, but it's also not north. Like I can't. What's a northern dessert?
I don't know.
Famous for
maple syrup. But you don't really eat syrup on desserts. It's a breakfast thing. I mean, there's obviously there are some.
What's the like ice cream and like the mid like
gelato?
St. Louis? No, like the
custard.
Yeah.
Yeah, frozen custard. Big in the Midwest, Missouri, and Kansas.
Maybe that's a non-southern thing. I don't know.
I don't really know the difference between frozen custard and ice cream. I think they're very, very close.
I think it's about the air within the ice cream.
Is it
the St. Louis frozen custard?
The air?
Yeah.
Thought it was the egg content. I don't know. I'm out of my zone. You talk to me about southern desserts, I can crush it. Apple pie, peach cobbler.
This article I'm looking at says Connecticut's favorite dessert is spice cookies.
Spice cookies.
Delaware's strawberry shortcake.
Come
what?
On, Delaware.
Yeah, but see, they do it with a sponge cake, and in the South, we use like a shortbread biscuit. That's the way it's done.
I got a text said Yankees can't cook.
Maine is blueberry pie.
That's a little bit
there you go.
Regionalist, but probably also accurate.
We'll allow it.
Boston cream pie.
Yeah, I thought
there you go.
Boston cream.
All right, fair enough.
Isn't Boston cream though just Bavarian cream? But they changed the name once they got over here.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Cannolis. The Fox Sports Knoxville medical professional has chimed in with cannolis.
Mm.
Cannoli though is Italian.
True.
So it's brought up. So are all northern desserts foreign desserts due to immigration?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. That's probably it.
Cobbler. We made that. We started that here. Whiskey Jim tweets in and says, Yankees eat the sweet cornbread. Pfft, can't do it.
No.
Can't do that. I do like a sweet shortbread biscuit occasionally with you know, strawberry shortcake. Cheesecake is northern. Is that a thing? New York style cheesecake.
Hey,
okay.
Okay, we found one.
It's called New York style cheesecake.
Yep. This website has cheesecake for New York.
That makes sense. That completely adds up.
Boom. They got one.
Although cheesecake is really more of a custard itself.
Okay.
Not frozen, unless you freeze it.
I know this isn't a northern state, but, Montana has s'mores. I wonder if they put Reese's in there like we did.
And all the other different chocolates that we tried.
There's something called Indian pudding that dates back to colonial days.
Indian?
Like we mislabeled these people Indian? Yeah.
But so Native American pudding.
Right, but they call it, right.
What's
Indian.
In it? Mesa? Let's get to the phone line. Bear's on the line. He wants to call in and school us on desserts.
All right. Bear, you're on 3 and out.
Oh, we can just tell them what we wanted to ask Phil.
There's molasses in it.
We'll get to that, Houston. First of all, cheesecake is in no way related to a custard.
Are you sure?
With your fancy voice and your diction and your flawless enunciation, people take you seriously, anything you say, but you got to be careful, man.
Rhubarb pie?
Rhubarb, very difficult to make a good rhubarb pie. Mm.
So. Benjamin Franklin, the first person to introduce it to the New World.
Yeah. Rhubarb pie, not my favorite. Kind of an acquired taste.
Wow, looky here on eater.com. Cheesecake is not cake. It's actually a baked custard.
I don't believe You see, you're the kind of idiot that believes everything you read on the internet. Before I get flushed, let's get on to the purpose of my call.
Yes.
What questions would you all like me to ask Coach Fulmer?
What questions did you have in mind already?
I want to know about the beekeeping.
I was actually going to say you should probably ask him about the bees.
I want to see if he'll let me come out.
Not the birds and the bees.
No, not the birds and the bees. Just the bees. You know, that's like a national, I think it's a worldwide crisis. Like all the bees are running away. Sure. They're are disappearing.
They aren't running away. They're dying.
Nah, see, I've heard that they're not dying. I've heard they're just hibernating deep somewhere under the soil.
I don't think they're running, but whatever.
No. Houston, they're flying. Okay, it's a metaphor. Everybody sprays pesticides all over everything constantly. They're dying. If the bees die, we all die.
Well, we're still here, and a lot of the bees are gone. So we'll definitely ask him about the bees.
All right. Shoot, what's next? All right.
I don't know. I need more time to think about it. I feel like I just got put on the spot.
Nate, Billy?
Anybody? Anybody else got a question for David? Phil? Are you going to ask him about, like, the basketball season and Barnes and all that?
No, I mean, I'm sure one of those the most mouth breathers I'm on the air with will. I mean, they'll lob softballs at him and all that. I'm more of the tough questioner of the drive.
Ask him what was going through his mind two games into the football season. See what he says.
No, because we already know the answer to that.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to ask him which basketball games determine a coach's fate at Tennessee, since he correctly defined that it's Alabama and Florida and Georgia for football.
I would ask him what games he plans on scheduling with, like, Power 5 conferences in the future.
He can't say that. It's right, yeah, can he?
I don't think so.
Well, he might be able to say who, like, he's, like, yeah, I mean, possibly wanting or who he would want to play.
Yeah, ask him about home and home versus neutral site games.
He can at least say that.
That's boring. Give me something better. I'm the loose cannon on the drive. Give me something that you know that Russ and
ask him
how many games does Pruitt have to win this year to not get fired? Just go,
not
go
be
like
on
that.
The hot seat.
Yeah, don't ask him that.
Ask him how many of the 13 other athletic directors he think he could beat up.
Well, that's 13.
All right. Well.
He's taking on the battle captain, for God's sake.
Why are you even having him on if you know the answer to all of his questions?
I don't know. They just told me he was going to be on.
Well, I've got some time. I'll think of some clever questions to make you look smart.
Pardon me? To make me look smart.
Yeah. Yeah, doing you a favor.
You make me look smart.
I mean, do with that what you will.
Okay. Well, we'll have no beard and slander on this show.
You're talking to a beard and grad and a former beard and teacher / coach.
I know. You would have been a lot better off if Nate had been your teacher.
He did.
Excellent education.
He did give me a test one time.
Really?
Yeah. I thought he was a student. I didn't even believe him when he started talking and saying that he was there to deliver the test.
All right. Well, hey.
Ask him if they'll stop paying Butch Jones.
Ooh, that's actually not a bad
one. Yeah, ask him about Butch Jones and if they'll stop paying him if they feel like that he's not pursuing viable employment.
I'll let Russell know that one because he's better at presenting that kind of a question.
I mean, I actually think that could be a good question. Yeah, if you do it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to do it the right way. Hey, on the way out, Davey, we've decided a few of us got together over dinner the other night, and we're going to call you David from now on. We feel like you need to leave the Davey behind.
Is there a reasoning behind that?
Yeah, one of my associates felt like it was time for you to grow up and felt like you would be a lot more professional if you went by David Hudson.
I don't know if you listen to our show, but being professionals aren't really my style, Bear.
Well, I mean, you hard did to go to that. Law school, David.
Yeah, it's kind of like floated through there.
Flip the switch. I don't know. That's an interesting proposition, Bear. On the one hand, I kind of agree with you that someone Davey's age should be called David. But on the other hand, he's kind of the Peter Pan of Fox Sports Knoxville. He's kind of a lost boy.
Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Yeah. He does have a young face.
He doesn't need to grow up.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Peter Pan, the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to pull my joke. Okay. I got to go.
He'd be Shmee.
Bear would be Shmee.
Bear is Shmee.
But not the dumb Shmee from some of them that doesn't know anything. The fairly smart Shmee.
Yeah, from Hook.
Actually Hook.
The Shmee from Hook.
The Shmee from Hook.
Smart, but he actually kind of looks like Shmee from Hook.
Oh, no. Billy's going to do a side-by-side now. It's over.
No, Bear doesn't want his picture out in public.
Yeah. I guess we better hit a break. Final segment, hour number one. I mean, speaking of Philip Fulmer, they call it the Fulmer Cup, and Georgia getting an early start. Starting defensive lineman has been arrested on multiple charges.
Yes, family violence, criminal trespassing, and damage to property.
Devontae Wyatt was arrested at 11:35 p.m. last night by the Clark County Sheriff's Office.
Fulmer Cup. Go get it. He's like, new strength conditioning coach. Who cares?
Kirby Smart's already put out a statement.
Oh, really?
About how disappointed he is. He's not mad. He's just disappointed.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. I'm disappointed in the misconduct that is outlined in the incident report. This is not indicative of the behavior we expect from our student athletes who represent the University of Georgia and our football program. We will address it internally in the appropriate way.
Internally.
That sounds like this guy might be really good, so we got to figure out how to.
We're
going to
put him through spring practice, see how good he actually is, and then I'll decide if he.
How many players does Tennessee need to have arrested this offseason to know we're back?
We did this before. There's actually not a good correlation between.
Doesn't help.
Yeah.
Doesn't really hurt, but it doesn't help. It's just kind of a wash.
Georgia's probably going to be up there this offseason, I think.
Georgia had 6 players arrested over a 6-week span last offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Last spring.
Were any of those players suspended or kicked off the team?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
They had 4 permanent captains on this year's past team. They all left. They all, moved on, graduated, gone to the draft, whatever.
See ya.
I mean, of all the teams right now, even Dan Mullen, to his credit, I feel like the Florida players haven't been getting in that much trouble. Georgia, it's just a lawless place right now.
Wasn't Tabang under Dan Mullen?
Yeah, I was trying to remember. With the pots and pans situation?
Didn't he inherit that situation? I think it was right after he got there. So I'm going to say he inherited that situation. Tabang. Man, that's a callback. That was a great story. That was one of the best off-season arrest stories ever.
The smartest guys were the ones that had the rocks in their hands ready to fight because you just drop the rocks and you no longer have a weapon.
It's just back in its home.
Right.
Yeah. Pots and pans, they look out of place, but a rock or a brick, trash can, like that's just where it goes now.
I mean, a frying pan, I guess that's the that's like the Disney weapon of choice for this generation. I mean, they all grew up watching that new Rapunzel. Hey,
that's over my head, buddy.
It said 4 out of the 6 from last year off the team. So there was at least one dismissed after spring drills last year.
Wyatt last year played in all, not all, but he played in 13 games, had 30 tackles, a sack, and was second on the team with 27 quarterback hurries. So, yeah, they're going to punish him internally, and then he'll be good to go for the season. Maybe suspended for, like, game two.
Mullen took over in November of 2017, and the Tabang stuff was July of 2018.
All right.
I mean, that's that summer.
Still 9 months.
Yeah, but how much are you really with your football team spring?
They had played games, though. I mean, he had gone through a full season, right? That's what you're saying?
November of 17.
No, not a full season. After.
Okay. They hadn't played a game.
I give him a pass.
November. Was he hired before the SEC championship game that year?
I think they hired him basically like right after Black Monday.
Georgia opens with Virginia. Think they'll suspend.
No, he's not going to. No, game two. That's what I said.
Yeah, okay.
Who's game two?
ETSU.
Yeah, yeah. That makes more sense.
Then Alabama's after that. So a lot of. They'll probably do the ETSU and ULM,
mm-hmm.
Louisiana Monroe. Yeah.
The Urban Meyer suspension plan.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That makes sense.
No, we got a bunch of good kids over there, Dave. We're not going to be. Was Bryce Thompson wasn't arrested, was he? Or was he?
He was.
He was arrested. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But
then
they dropped the charge.
Right. But he wasn't. That was one of those where anytime there's a domestic call, one person has to go to jail, and it was him, obviously. And then we had Banks. Is that the only two we had last year?
It's the only two I can recall.
Yeah, we had the. When was the off-season punch at the spring break? Was that the summer before?
He wasn't on campus yet, yeah.
Kenneth George.
Yeah, he wasn't on campus yet. He was still technically a high schooler.
Oh, okay. We don't get to count that.
No, wait, that doesn't count.
He didn't
count.
Enroll early?
For former coach.
I don't
points.
Think so.
Hmm. All right. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour number two. I'm not sure what we'll get into. Stick with us to find out right here on 3 and Out.